This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The website music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author and a nurse. His name is Michael Dow, and he has a brand new series called the Nurse Florence Children's Book Series. Michael, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Great, sir. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks for coming on. Tell us all about this brand new series.
Well, right now we have 25 books in the series, and we're trying to do a new book every several weeks. There's a group of books that are focused on general science, like Nurse Florence, how do we smell things? How do we feel pain? How do we move our bodies? Things like that. And then we're also starting to explore disease topics like Nurse Florence, what is asthma? What is a heart attack? What is obesity? And things like that. And the whole purpose of this is to increase the health literacy levels of the kids in our country and beyond, because there is a real big need, not only for kids, but for adults to have their health literacy levels increased, just to know basics about health. And what we're finding is that parents, when they're reading this book with their kids, that they're learning things too. So this could potentially have a big impact on us.
Yeah, and you know, and it's always great to encourage the youth to learn a little more about their bodies and learn more about their, you know, their health system too, and try to, you know, figure out, like, how, when you grow up, things, you know, always change. And I'm always seeing that too. As I get older, I'm getting fucking old, and I feel it too in my back and everything, you know. So it's like, it's always good to have a little reminder, and in such a way where you guys are doing it, where you're creating this book series too. And I love the covers of the books too. Tell us a little bit of how you get the covers created.
Well, we have 16 illustrators, and we just depend on our illustrators' creativity to come up with the cover image, but. Something that we're doing that's a little unique, a little bit of an experiment. Nurse Florence is a different race or ethnicity in every single book. Even though the little girls, we do our best to keep the three little girls that interact with Nurse Florence the same in every book. But so Nurse Florence is different in every book, and because we want to represent every race and ethnicity. So, you know, we've got an African-American Nurse Florence, Native American. We're going to be doing an Indian Nurse Florence. We got a Hispanic Nurse Florence, and of course, you know, like Caucasian Nurse Florence. But we want every race and ethnicity represented. And the purpose behind that is we want little girls and boys too to see all the different types of nurses and feel inspired and motivated, like, hey, you know, this Nurse Florence kind of looks like me, I can be a nurse too. So we're just wanting to motivate and inspire kids into jobs in science and the healthcare.
And Nurse Florence isn't just a nurse that you've created in your own mind. This is somebody who is, you know, known in the medical field. For those who don't know, tell us a little about that.
Nurse Florence is inspired by the pioneer of modern nursing, which is Florence Nightingale, born in 1820, and she died in 1910. And she devoted her life to make nursing a respected profession. At that time, when in the 1850s, nursing was not very respected, and there was no formal training program. So she gave her life, everything to make it a respected and an educated profession. So we owe a lot to her. And so that's where the title comes from. It's just my way to pay respect to her.
You know, it's really interesting too, because like a lot of times, you know, people when they go to the doctor, they're not realizing how much the nurses really, really do. You know, when it comes to your medical visit, you know, they always think, oh, I'm always going to see the doctor. You know, just always with the doctor, but they really don't think about how hard these nurses really work. And it's really cool that you're kind of, you know, creating this series to not only represent them, but also to, you know, to show, you know, kind of what they do in a sense, you know. I mean, you have some of these books you have out there, which are pretty cool, which is like, what is obesity? What, you know, Nurse Florence, what is cancer? You know, kind of answering these big questions. When a child picks up this book, though, you know, and they're trying to ask these questions to their parents, you know, where can they go kind of for resources for the parents themselves to kind of answer some of these tough questions?
Well, in the disease books, we basically go line by line from the Mayo Clinic's information web pages on these disease topics. So in the back of the book, we do list the reference that we're basing our information off of. And I also use my nursing research books that I use. But these books are meant to be a reference book. We go into the medical terms. We try to only present one medical idea or medical term on every page with the big print, so that we're not overwhelming the kids. But when a kid and a parent reads these books about the disease topics, they're going to come away feeling like they really learned something, and you know, so that they feel educated on that topic. So yeah, these books are meant to be a reference book as well.
You know, also you also have military experience too. You were in the Air Force for like 8 years, and also you were also in the you were also part of the Army Wounded Warriors Advocate. You know, helping Army veterans manage and combat PTSD. First of all, thanks for your service. But you know, I also want to know, how did you get into writing? When did you decide that you wanted to start to create these books?
Well, I love writing, and I got a lot of education. I guess I won't go into all that right now, but I got a lot of degrees, and, you know, those higher level degrees, I had to write a lot of papers, and I just ended up loving doing it. You know, it wasn't really a chore for me to write these research papers for all those years. And so that's when I really developed my love of writing, doing all those papers for those degrees. And my mom told me, she said, "Michael, if you get into, you know, you get successful as a writer, I bet you it's going to be because of the kids' books." So while I was doing my nursing degree, my niece would come over, and she would just draw during, you know, I knew she drew during her spare time, but she would come and draw over here at the house when we had family get-together. So I said, "Hey, Sandra, what if you drew some drawings for me, and we could try to do a health book?" And so, you know, I gave her the guidance of what to draw, and we did that first book, Nurse Florence, Help, I'm Bleeding, just to address, like, what to do if you get, like, a little cut, you know, mm-hmm. things like that. And
did you find it more difficult to write for a child than to write for, like, an academic?
I think it's easier and more fun to write for a kid, because you know, I get to just present one basic idea on every page, and I don't know, to me it's a little bit more fun to write for a kid, so maybe I found my niche.
Well, that's good. I mean, do you kind of feel like you want to write more children's books after this series, or you just want to continue this series as much as you can? Because I feel like there's so many topics you could do about this from this series.
Yeah, so you're kind of pointing something out. The Nurse Florence series, we have plans to do about 300 books in the series, and that's to address all the major healthcare topics that a family could encounter. And, you know, I'm not really thinking, you know, kids are going to buy every single book in the series, but, you know, they could buy the disease books that affect their family and things like that. But yeah, after we do the Nurse Florence series, we do have a lot more book series in mind. Like the next one will be a mental health series. I guess maybe because I'm a psychiatric inpatient nurse here in Tucson, Arizona. So I want to do a mental health series after this.
That's amazing. Well, you know, you're always trying to help everybody out there. And it's really awesome, Michael, what you are doing right now, and you're in creating these guides for kids, and also, you know, trying to educate those who aren't, you know, who really didn't get their own medical degree, you know, trying to get them up to speed on what things that we need to know in the regular world too. You know, I mean, besides the book series, you know, are there many important things that parents need to be teaching their kids when it comes to just, you know, learning how to live life?
One of the last book that we just did about a month ago is titled Nurse Florence, What Are Some Summer Safety Tips? That was kind of inspired from my daughter. I get some of my book ideas from my children who are still in elementary school. And I asked her what the next book should be about, and she said, what are some summer safety tips? So that's what I used for the title. It is totally focused on, you know, things to think about summer safety and, you know, about living life and being healthy and safe, you know, while you are living life. So we do have plans to do more like kind of life tips in these books. And most of the books we do, when we can, we promote like no smoking and things like that, you know, so that they don't develop, these negative health habits early on. There's a lot of life tips that parents could be given, and we see that parents could get these books to read with their kids to kind of emphasize certain health and life safety tips that we bring up. And we just want to help start a conversation with kids, and we want the parents to have a useful tool with these books.
Well, that is incredible. Again, the book is called The Nurse Florence Series. And where can people get the book?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, all those places. But you can buy it direct from the printer at www.lulu.com, LULU.com. And you could just do a search, Nurse Florence Michael Dowell, and all the books will pop up there in the search box.
Well, Michael Dowell, thank you so much for coming on the air and talking to us about this really awesome series for children. The book is called The Nurse Florence Series, and you can get it on Amazon and at nurseflorence.org. Michael Dowell, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you. Thanks, sir.
Anytime. The Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live, back with more Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.